you're always disappointed when you lose a festival in your town. You know, when Sea Sessions were a very, very successful festival, a great festival, I know a lot of hard work went in by the committee, you know, and I certainly am disappointed, but I can understand where it's coming from. Now, what I am hoping is, and talking to some of the organisers, that there will be a reintroduction of a festival next year of Sea Sessions, and that will be great. Festivals in general are not getting enough money from central government, as you will be recalling there. Piers Doherty said some time ago that there was 18 festivals were cancelled this year due to the lack of funding, and it's due to the lack of funding that these festivals are not working. But small towns, seaside towns, and the business community and the rural community need these festivals, so I am hoping that it will be back next year. There is a small festival. There is a festival for September, but it's not on the same lines as Sea Sessions.
What kind of loss financially will this mean for Bundoran?
I couldn't put a figure on it, you know, but I mean, there was quite a big load of people come in every year for the Sea Sessions, you know, and you're talking about thousands upon thousands of euros of a loss to the local economy and to the surrounding area.
But there is a hope, as you mentioned, that the festival will return next year in some shape or form. And I'm sure you and other local representatives will make sure and do everything that you can to make that happen.
Well, I've always been a supporter of Sea Sessions, and I'm a supporter of the Rory G in Ballyshannon, which was very, very successful. And certainly every town and village in Ireland needs a festival, and I will be supporting Sea Sessions to resume their festival next year or any other festival that comes to Bundoran. We're always looking for entertainment and festivals, so I will be supporting everything that has happened there.